Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. Here we are, back again on a Sunday with 30 hair. Recording an episode on video as well. That's why the dirty hair and the Sunday outfit matters the most today. You know, what's the worst thing for a creator, entrepreneur, or anybody working with creativity? When you have a creative spark and your hair wash day doesn't really align with content creation or with making some sort of photos or recordings or whatever for social media. And I think this is one of the worst moments, because no matter how precisely you put that on paper or make a note for yourself, you will never ever be able to put that together in the same way, with the same energy, with the same capacity of love and compassion as you would have done it if you would have done it immediately. So here I am, right now, right here in my Sunday outfit, and I will post this reel on social media, even if I feel like looking like Sunday. I just came out of a breathwork session from Benedict Beaumont's 12-week course Rewire that is currently transforming my life, my way of running a business, a whole part of me that I knew is definitely there, but I could not access it. I'm telling you, fear of people's opinions is real. It is real for everyone. We all have it and we will always have it. The only way to go about it is to be able to develop tools and to quicker get back your power and not leave everything up to that fear of what somebody might think of you, no matter if they do or don't. It is limiting. So with me, having that access to my breath right now also enables me to be more creative. It comes with so much more ease, and it comes when I need it. And I think it's excellent. I will put in the show notes the link to the course if you want to check it out. It's beautiful work that supports me on my journey together with my mindset. It's just like so powerful. So why I'm talking even about the Sunday look and the way I look and whether I would or would not post this on social media. It is about what people would think of me. What would people think if she shows up with messy hair, no makeup, and she posts a reel promoting her podcast? Oh my God, end of the world. For many, as it seems, but I didn't want to lose this moment of creativity and inspiration to really pour this speech from a place of inspired, heartfelt creativity that I would not be able to recall later. So, and I realized during this breathwork session, this pattern of having to look in a certain way to do things, having to have things ready in the house so other people can visit, you know, having to look in a certain way when being around people, even if it's Sunday and even if it's my own home, has had quite an impact on me, because I was raised like that. We always had to pretend to the outside that everything is okay, that there is no anger, sadness, no fights in my family. So there are lots of feelings that we were just taught not to feel, or at least if we felt it, not to share it with anybody else to the outside. As well as, like, you don't go in your pajamas to play downstairs with the other kids. That was things that really stick with me, right? And I would always, on one way or the other, you don't pretend that things are all okay. I mean, I'm past it now for so many years, but there are still coping mechanisms that literally are left behind, and I'm discovering them one by one. And today I thought, I'm gonna own this one. I'm gonna go in front of the camera in my Sunday outfit because I am ready. I am so ready, and it just feels the most right moment for me. And I'm gonna share the following story with you. We are in the Caribbean. We just moved in January here, and I wouldn't have thought that, by the way, I almost let go of this dream living by the sea because of people's opinions and fears and people who have been discouraging me, not understanding me, etc. But I am here now full of gratitude that we moved to the Caribbean in January, living in a biggest house that I wouldn't have imagined ever that I would live in a house this size. This house, this size, also has downstairs an area, an entire unit with an entire kitchen and living space that we decided to rent out because we personally have three rooms upstairs. We don't need more, and it would have become a place where we would be just, you know, ditching stuff we don't know what to do with, and it would be like this huge storage room for nothing. And personally, I am not fancying empty spaces in houses. I think that's a waste of the building or of everything what is. So we had quite spontaneously someone subrenting that unit. It needed to be clean. It was like a whole of a hustle, go thing. We managed, and the moment I realized that I'm gonna have a neighbor who is right below me, who is sharing with me, again, a very big porch, so we don't even have to sit next to each other or hear or in any way disturb each other if one sits in one corner and the other one in the other corner. I won't even hear what he would be listening to on his phone, for example. However, I noticed that, oh, this is weird. Why am I so scared that suddenly, like, if somebody would live not even with us but below us, could have such a limiting impact on my life? And it came. It came straight through, and it was like, oh my God, I would need to wear proper clothes on Sundays. Like, what if, you know, what if he sees me running around in my, you know, not matching shirt and pants, not washed hair, not the makeup thing so much, because since I don't do much makeup since I'm living on islands, because it's just like way too hot to keep it in your face, and it's just, it becomes super itchy and yucky very soon. But the entire thing, like, you know, moving around the place, not being prepared for visitors somehow, the way I was taught it at home, right? Like, put on your good clothes, auntie's coming, that kind of thing. And I just didn't see the value in, well, every time I go downstairs to put on proper clothes. And that was scary. I realized it's something from my past, and that I was for a long, long time avoiding. You know, I was hoping, even in Greece when we lived, that nobody would knock on my door while I was on my weekend and not properly dressed and not made up. You know, just so nobody sees me, and I don't feel forced to have with someone coffee in a state where I wouldn't like myself. Though I wouldn't like myself to be seen, because I was taught that this is not okay. I myself felt perfectly fine about it. It was just, you know, this loud noise in my head on how it's supposed to be and how not. So this was a constant thing I wasn't even aware of, but as I think today about it, it was, oh my God, that was present all the time. And I was, you know, avoiding people on my days off while I was at home in my nasty, I'm gonna call it nest, in my home clothes. I don't know how to call them. Just, you know, old, not even old, just not matching, okay? That's it, not matching. So, and when our neighbor moved in downstairs, and I had to do plants and pots and stuff to finally remove the mess downstairs on the porch, so I did that. And I was there in my clothes that didn't match. It was purple and turquoise kind of thing, like purple pants, turquoise shirt, my hair messy, barefoot, working my plants and doing stuff. And I was just paying attention to what feelings came up, and it came literally, what does he think of me doing this? Me doing plants, how uncool is that? What would he think of me? Because he was sitting downstairs watching a movie, I believe, or reading a book, like meters away from me. what would he think if I'm now, like, you know, all dirty, messed up with soil, having dirty fingers, dirt under my nails, and it goes on and on and on. And I was just living. I was owning the moment. I was owning my emotions, my fear at that moment, because I knew it's fiction. It's made up by what I've learned and how my brain is just reacting to certain things. And there is no need to be any different on my porch doing plants than I was. I was living up to this, and I realized how limiting that was. And I know also for the future, it won't happen anymore this way, because now I have the awareness. I am in a full conscious mode now around these emotions and these fears. So the next time this comes up, I can easily just shift it and be like, is this reality or not? If it's not, we can slowly let go of this and present ourselves on a Sunday the way we are, the way we experience a Sunday in cozy clothes days, right? And if hair wash days don't align with Sunday or whenever the neighbor is on the porch, then this should be okay too, if I know what I'm saying. And this moment is special to me, that because of having someone move to my house downstairs, that I had to experience what I had to experience, this breathwork session guiding me even deeper into the experience and those unfelt feelings and all the shame that I carried within me for nothing my entire life, with now stepping in front of the camera, recording this for you, and just being me as I'm on a Sunday in my best version, with my best intention, with I'm even having so much fun. I literally enjoying myself, and I am owning this. I am owning this moment of who I am right now, which is a beautiful feeling that I'm experiencing, and it gives me so much more energy for my upcoming event that I'm planning. It gives me so much more potent potential for this new workshop coming up I'm planning in the beginning of June that is still kind of a secret. But if you want to stay informed, follow me on Instagram on Ivana Ivanek, or subscribe to my newsletter in my link in bio on Instagram, not to miss it. The announcement will be soon on the 10th of May. And I am just excited that this moment gives me so much energy to guide you through those fears of people's opinions, to give you tools and things you can do so you can move through this quicker, and it's no longer holding you back from living the life you desire to live, to experience the freedom that you deserve to experience, to live different than the norm if you wish to do so. I want to support you and to get rid of that limiting feeling of having to bend yourself in every direction so you just fit in and nobody has nothing bad to say or think of you. If you want to run a business, I want you to start that business. If you want to write a book, I want you to write a book. If you want to move countries or change career, I want you to do that. I want you to be who you came to be here on this planet Earth. And we are certainly not here to be how society wants us to be. That's a trick, my friend. And you know it. If you feel this deeply, you should also know that you have everything you need to succeed, to make the change in your life you want to make. It's within you. And I believe in you 1000%.